This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The trial itself won't begin till Tuesday, but that impeachment trial of President Trump in the Senate got underway yesterday with the swearing-in of all members by U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts.
At this time, I will administer the oath to all senators in the chamber in conformance with Article 1, Section 3, Clause 6 of the Constitution and the Senate's impeachment rules.
It turns out 11 American troops were injured in Iran's missile attacks on two bases in Iraq that house U.S. soldiers recently, despite the Pentagon saying initially that there were no American casualties. The U.S.-led coalition now says in a statement that those service members were taken to Germany and Kuwait for medical treatment, mostly of concussions. There were no American deaths in those strikes. This is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
Microsoft pledging to clear the air of all of the carbon it's ever emitted. The tech giant announcing it's going to go carbon negative by 2030 and that by 2050 it will have removed from the environment all the carbon the company's ever emitted, either directly or by electrical consumption, since it was founded in 1975. New New York Mets manager Carlos Beltran is manager no more, parting ways with the team over his role in the Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal. Mets GM Brody Van Wagenen saying it was clear that it wasn't in anyone's interest to keep him on.
There were mistakes that he recognized as a leader, as a player. It was clear how challenging it was going to be for him to effectively manage the team.
Beltran himself saying he didn't want to be a distraction. Boston Red Sox manager Alex Cora also fired because he was a bench manager for the Astros during that season. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Winter weather forecast to cover much of the northern U.S. with ice and snow today stretching into the weekend. Forecasters say it could cause potentially dangerous travel conditions. Snowstorms expected in the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan, dumping as much as a foot of snow in some spots. To the south, ice will be a problem. From parts of New Mexico and the Texas Panhandle into Indiana and northeastern Ohio. Then tomorrow, heavy snow will make their way into Pennsylvania, New York, and parts of New England. President Trump will be hosting the winning LSU Tigers at the White House today, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump and wife Melania getting a huge round of applause at the national championship game at the Superdome in New Orleans. On Twitter now, the president says he's looking forward to hosting the LSU national champions at the White House as the team heads to D.C.
And SpaceX is preparing to conduct a critical test of its launch abort system as it gets closer to sending humans into space. Tomorrow morning, a Falcon 9 rocket is to launch, weather permitting, from the Kennedy Space Center and then simulate a failure 90 seconds after liftoff. Next, rocket motors on the Dragon capsule are to fire, parachutes are to deploy, and the capsule would then splash down in the Atlantic. The Falcon 9 rocket would be destroyed as it plummets into the ocean. The company needs to pass the test so it can start taking humans to the space station later this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, don't give up on me, okay? Don't give up on us. Yes, as you've heard me say before, in echoing what JFK had to say, we do it not because it's easy, but we're doing it because it's hard, and that is getting this country back on track. We've been AWOL. We've been AWOL on our country as activated citizens. We maintain this is a government of, for, by, we the people. So by definition, that means that we the people have to be engaged. I mean, think about this. All right, our founding fathers turned the org chart, the organizational chart, for those in business, you understand this, that looks like a traditional pyramid, right? So at the top is the president, CEO of the company, chairman of the board, whatever. And so the number one, numero uno, then it goes down to where you get to the base, and by the base, then you're there with the minions of the organization, right? Well, the founding fathers said, it's not the way it's going to work. We've got to turn this thing upside down. So we're going to turn that org chart upside down to where the CEO is at the bottom, and at the top are the minions, the everyday people, okay? We, the people. So imagine if you were at the top. I mean, as the CEO of the organization, what do? You come to work every day. You're thinking about the survival of the company, how to grow, how to enhance, how to get better people, come up with new ideas, all that stuff. Okay. So what's happened is that in turning the org chart upside down, it's not like we get to put our feet on the desk and let it run on its own accord. No, it requires that we engage and that we get involved in, that we're aware of what's going on. I've maintained that even if we dedicated 5 minutes a day, but think about it, if you are the boss, if you are in charge, it takes a little bit more than that. And we need to be civically responsible and engaged. And this is what has happened. They've been taking full advantage of us. I say they, the elites of this country, have been taking full advantage of us because we've been asleep at the wheel. And they're happy to do that. Imagine. So, and what happens when they're used to being, while we're asleep at the wheel, taking over, in essence, what they did in the middle of the night, they turned the org chart upside down. That's not the way the founding fathers wanted it to be. Okay, didn't want this country run by a bunch of, you know, self-ingratiated, glorified elites that have us convinced that somehow because of the college they went to or their background or, you know, their station in life, that they are entitled and that we're so fortunate to have them be in charge. We're so fortunate that because they've been in charge, we're $23 trillion in debt. And there's been a lot of wacky stuff going on. And here we are right now continue the wackiness. We're in the middle of impeaching a president of the United States, and there's no crime. Now, look, I get it. I get it that some people don't like Orange Man, for whatever reason. Okay, whether it's the video that that he and Billy Bush, you know, were captured on that was put out. You know, whatever it is, the resentment that, you know, he's very wealthy, that he's done well, you know, certain stories about him that he has not been fair with suppliers in filing bankruptcy and exercising, you know, the laws of the land, and some thinking that he shouldn't do this, but you forget how many other people, including Walt Disney, how many times they filed bankruptcy. I mean, bankruptcy is part of our culture. It's part of the process. Our legislators, people along the way have realized that there needs to be a reorganizational opportunity. God even set this up in the Bible, that there would be times for us to reorganize when we got ourselves in debt over our heads. And so rather than to be crushed by it, there need to be an outlet. There need to be a remedy. So, again, it's just something, if you want to have reason to dislike somebody, you can pick any. You know, the fact that he's been married multiple times, I mean, go on and on. It's just whatever it is that you want to look at. You know, it's the glass half empty, glass half full. But then I wonder, the same people that are making these kind of criticisms and evaluations, if they could stand their own scrutiny, if they could stand their own judgment. But right now it's fashionable, right? You know, you get celebrities on the stage and TV and, you know, or in Broadway making statements, and it's like, oh gosh, it is so wearing, and it's so wearing that this is the problem. And anyway, what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to get some information because Bruce Kaufman is supposed to be on, and we're having trouble getting a hold of him, and so I have got some new contact information, so producer Brad will be able to connect with Bruce, and we'll bring him on because we want to talk about Martin Luther King and some other things that have been on his heart, and not to mention the fact a little bit of an impeachment stuff, because that's around. But, you know, all this pomp and circumstance, but hey, look at, ladies and gentlemen, start your engines, get ready. I mean, you know, we've done the initial stuff. Justice Roberts is going to be presiding. He swore, you know, the Senate in. There's all this controversy, and push by the Democrats to try to make the Senate bow to their desires. I mean, they've had control of this process. And as Nancy said, very proudly and gleefully, that Donald Trump will forever be known as a president who was impeached. I guess that is some accomplishment for her. I'm not sure that's accomplishment for the country, but the thing is that she fails to realize is there will be an epilogue to all this, and the epilogue will indicate how successful this Congress was in the whole impeachment process. Even with the situation with Bill Clinton, as you recall, in 99, this started out with something else. There was a different look-see about some business operations, real estate dealings, and it ended up with a blue dress. And after all that was said and done, who paid the price? You know, Bill Clinton actually, I mean, he lied. There was an actual crime. He got disbarred for it. And people forget because he's just so doggone charming. He's been getting away with stuff all his life. Well, we do have Bruce Kaufman with us right now, so we're going to bring him on very abbreviatedly, and then we're going to continue our conversation on the other side of the break. Hey, Bruce, I'm sorry for the delay here. We had a knot in our cord. Okay. So, but definitely looking forward to talking about, you know, Martin Luther King. You've written a great article about it. And I was just touching briefly on, the legacy of impeachment and, you know, what the Democrats are doing and how they're fussing because they've lost control. They've had to turn the reins over to the Senate. And we'll see if reason will prevail, right?
We will, Bill.
I mean, already, I mean, there's this tenor of, of calmness, moving from the House to the Senate. And the Senate has always been more dignified, and I guess we will see clearly why. Bruce Kaufman is with us, and he will be with us, and we're going to talk Martin Luther King on the other side of the break. Stay with us just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that about 1 in 10 veterans are homeless in the United States? For the third year in a row, Songs and Stories for Soldiers has sponsored the Santa Fe Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans program. In 2019, the people of Southwest Florida donated to the Bay Pines VA Healthcare District 550 pairs of shoes and over 1,200 pairs of socks for homeless veterans. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. This summer, set up a group of people to collect shoes and socks for homeless veterans in your community between Thanksgiving and Christmas 2020. Sit down and have a conversation with the Voluntary Services Director at your local VA hospital and telling him what you're going to do. If they have any questions, have them contact their counterpart at the Bay Pines Healthcare System. You may find that someday you may be a recipient of shoes and socks for homeless veterans. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Dan, you know, we toss that concept around Bruce Kaufman so easily, live free or die. But that's the very core of what America is all about and the idea. It is about liberty. And this is why I have maintained that in the body politic and all the fussing that's going on right now and these ideas that are being tossed about, the critical question that we need to ask whoever, you know, we go to the voting booth and vote for, or if there's legislation that's coming across, the critical question we should ask is, does this add or take away from our liberty? Don't you think?
Yeah, I do. And talk about someone who was the epitome of the creed, live free or die, was Martin Luther King.
Without a doubt. I mean, and it's one thing to say it, but to live that out. And, of course, we know what happened.
Yeah, we do. And one of the things, I mean, I saw your what you said in the email you sent out to all of us was, is the dream still alive? Mm-hmm. And I think that if Dr. King was alive today, he would say, yes, it is. Because Dr. King was an optimist. He was an optimist. Mm-hmm. He was a pessimist about human nature, and rightly so, given how he was treated. But his optimism was rooted in his Christian faith.
Exactly.
He believed that God, that there was hope in God. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite of his sayings, Bill, is darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. And that is basically how he created the nonviolent movement that was so successful in the civil rights movement. What he was saying was, if someone commits violence against you and you commit violence back, that will only lead to more violence.
Exactly. Kind of like Gandhi had the same idea as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Dr. King studied Gandhi very, very, he studied Gandhi quite a bit. He modeled, you're right, he modeled the movement after Gandhi's belief that, you know, as King once said, I think the success of the civil rights movement is not that we are fighting back, but that we are suffering.
Yes.
Okay, someone commits violence against us, and rather than being angry or hateful to that person, we are letting that person beat us. And meanwhile, we are praying, we are citing scripture. Maybe that person will realize what they are doing to us is immoral, it's wrong, and maybe there will be some kind of reconciliation between us, the victim, and that perpetrator of the violence, where the person committing that violence would think, gosh, what am I doing here?
Exactly.
Why am I doing this?
Mm-hmm. And how many stories have not been told that demonstrate that point exactly? You know, and if the truth be known, and there are millions of stories through time and memoriam where people have punched themselves out and have said, what have we done? I mean, hey, look at, for example, let's go to Calvary.
Right. Yep.
Right. The Roman soldiers.
Right.
What did they see? They saw something and felt something and for a moment in time believed that their actions were not consistent with, with God.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, that's absolutely true, Bill. I mean, when they tortured Jesus and the leader of the guy who saw Jesus on the cross finally realized this truly is the Son of God.
Yeah. To go from all the persecution to crucifixion, now he says, wow, we messed up.
Right.
This had to be. I mean, to come to that realization, to your point, and there have been many stories like that, whether it was Dr. King or Gandhi or others, people that we don't even know about, people who have been persecuted in North Korea and Iran and, you know, Muslim nations, how people and women especially, how they've been abused. And it is just absolutely disgusting how, as human beings, we can be so debased.
Yeah, absolutely. And remember, what were Jesus' last words on the cross? Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do.
Exactly. And so, through experience and what Dr. King and Gandhi have been teaching us all along, and you know, when I put that out there, you know, when I said, "Is the dream still alive?" I got to tell you, I am encouraged because I see us moving more and more closer to a unified, and I say unified, in the midst of all this fussing that's going on in our country. I really feel and see us coming together more as Americans these days, as opposed to Democrats or Republicans. I mean, I think the body politic is sick and tired of being siloed. We have been siloed in these echo chambers, forced into these, you know, special categories because you are Black Americans or you're Latino or whatever it is. And what's happening is, like anything, when you are siloed, it starts building up pressure.
Yeah.
And we're going to have, you know, if I can say metaphorically, some human missiles breaking out, you know, coming out of these silos. That's going to be very positive, I believe, for America. So stand by.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And remember, I mean, and so. You're absolutely right, because how practical, how successful is the theory that hate can drive out hate?
Yes.
Hate can't drive out hate. No. Only love can drive out hate. So the more we begin to realize that, you're right, the more we will come together, the more we will be back to eat pluribus unum rather than all of this groupthink that we're into, where we're more loyal to our groups than we are to the fact that we are all American citizens.
Well, and the thing is that many Americans are quick to quote Dr. King. But not as many willing to follow his advice.
No, you're right. You're right. He, yes, and as you know, he was the dream is still alive because Dr. King never gave up. Mm-hmm. Okay, he would say hope is the refusal to give up. That's a quote of his. Hope is the final refusal to give up. Even when he was depressed, and he was often depressed because he thought that the civil rights movement was, that, you know, there was a period when more people were thinking, you know what, I don't think this is working. I think that the Black Panthers and their confrontational approach to this is the way to go. And Dr. King, that depressed him. Mm-hmm. But he never gave up because, as he said, hope is the final refusal to give up. And where does he get his hope? Hope from his Christian faith, from his faith in God.
And to react in a carnal sort of sense, out of your flesh, you know, following the lead of the Black Panthers and other revolutionaries, the Weather Underground group. I mean, let's just, you know, you go right down the group, and you know in your very spirit that this is not consistent, that this is not enlarging, that it's for something, you know, for a quick remedy. And that's the challenge that we have in our society today. You know, I often say that we're a culture that stands in front of a microwave and yells, hurry up. Things don't happen fast enough.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, due process is out the door. You are, as Alan Dershowitz in his book says, it's guilt by accusation anymore. I mean, there's no due process, you know, so because we're just so much in a hurry, but it's at a grave expense that we find ourselves at this point. But I am faithful, I'm hopeful like Dr. King, that, you know, with life comes experience, and with experience comes preference. And maybe through all this, Bruce, and all that Dr. King experienced and the example that he gave us, we have hope, because, you know, people are making different choices these days,
yeah.
And I'm encouraged.
I'm encouraged too, and let's not forget King's last words before he died. You know, I am not fearing any man. Mm. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He pretty much knew he was going to die. He pretty much knew that he would probably not live a long life. He said that.
Yes.
He said longevity has its place. I would like to live a long life, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will.
Mm.
And that's, I mean, so his Christian faith was so important to his life. And it, you know, and it is, and whether you believe that God is, that Jesus is the Son of God, you have to appreciate the message that Jesus was saying and that Gandhi and that King followed.
Right.
That, you know, violence is not the way to go. Forgive your enemies.
Right. And the message that Dr. King communicated, you can tell, was so heartfelt. And in your study, you discovered that he abandoned the written speech, right?
Right.
And
he
went ad-libbed. He went off prompter.
He did. He ad-libbed the I Have a Dream speech. Absolutely. And it's one of the greatest speeches ever given.
And as you say, and when you listen to that speech and you hear him just in the quotations that you covered right now, they're so spiritual and so heartfelt. and powerful. It's, as you said, as if God is speaking through him.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Bill.
And I think that, that's what why it hits our spirits so strongly, and why we are encouraged by his words, and why we can come together and celebrate this special individual.
Absolutely.
Dr. Martin Luther King. Bruce Kaufman on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Bill.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A-plus BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The trial itself won't begin till Tuesday, but that impeachment trial of President Trump in the Senate got underway yesterday with the swearing-in of all members by U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts.
At this time, I will administer the oath to all senators in the chamber in conformance with Article 1, Section 3, Clause 6 of the Constitution and the Senate's impeachment rules.
It turns out 11 American troops were injured in Iran's missile attacks on two bases in Iraq that house U.S. soldiers recently, despite the Pentagon saying initially that there were no American casualties. The U.S.-led coalition now says in a statement that those service members were taken to Germany and Kuwait for medical treatment, mostly of concussions. There were no American deaths in those strikes. And this is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you with us as we continue here pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. We're honored to have Alan Dershowitz with us, the author of Guilt by Accusation, The Challenge of Proving Innocence in the Age of the Hashtag MeToo Era. Of course, the professor is one of the most celebrated lawyers in America, one of the youngest full professors in Harvard Law School history, where he is now the Felix Frankfurter Professor of Law Emeritus. Professor Dershowitz, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
Well, the book, Guilt by Accusation, The Challenge of Proving Innocence in the Age of the Hashtag MeToo Movement, is your refutation on the attack of your reputation, you know, the false accusation
well,
that you were
my,
subjected to. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I'm not only protecting myself, because if it happened to me, it could happen to anybody. Here is a woman who I never met, never heard of, attacking me and accusing me of having sex with her. I never had sex with anybody but my wife during the relevant time period. Never met her, never heard of her. She wrote an email to a friend admitting she never met me. And her friend wrote back and said, Yeah, I know you never met Dershowitz, but you should put him in your manuscript in your book. It will help sell. And then she put me in her book, but not as somebody she had sex with, just as somebody she saw once. Mm-hmm. And then she told the FBI she didn't have sex with me. She told her best friend she didn't have sex with me. Her lawyer, after reviewing all my travel records, said it was impossible for her to have had sex with me and that she was wrong, simply wrong. I have that recorded. Mm-hmm. And she told her best friend she was pressured to do it by her lawyers. I had the FBI former director do an investigation. He concluded it was nothing to it. And yet people believe it. This is a woman with a long history of lying. She's falsely accused Tip Gore, Al Gore, Bill Clinton. She claimed she met the Queen of England and then admitted she hadn't. Mm-hmm. She claimed she was 14 when she met Jeffrey Epstein. Her own work records prove she was 17, which she now admits. So this is a woman who is a chronic liar and perjurer accusing me. I've had, you know, a reputation for 60 years of probity, 50 years at Harvard, never a single complaint, never a complaint against me in my life, not a single ethics charge brought against me ever. And yet people believe it because a woman said it. So yeah. This is an attack not on the Me Too movement. It's an attack on the abuses of the Me Too movement.
Yeah, without a doubt, which, you know, I think back and consider this as a bit of an extension of this, not only the cancel culture, but I call it the spirit of invalidation, Professor, because this is what's been running amok here, is where you get these false accusations. I mean, look what they did to Justice Kavanaugh.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, he succeeded. He got on the Supreme Court where he's serving with great distinction. But, you know, the cancel culture works. For example, for 25 years, I spoke at the 92nd Street Y in New York, which is a major venue for speakers. I was the second most popular speaker there after Elie Wiesel, 25 years. Mm-hmm. Now they have canceled me, and they won't allow me to speak. They admit that the charges are false, but they say they don't want trouble, because if I speak, there'll be protests. The same thing is true on college campuses. I can never again be invited to get an honorary doctorate from a college campus, even though I've gotten 15 of them, and I can't be invited to speak at college campuses without protest, because the accusation equals the guilt, even when it comes from a woman with a long history of lying and perjury against a man with a spotless reputation who has overwhelming evidence that it's impossible that it could have happened. And an admission by her own lawyer that it didn't happen. That's not enough.
Well, as you say, if this could happen to you, what's next for somebody else who doesn't have the wherewithal to defend themselves? And they constantly walk around with this, this letter A around their neck?
Yeah. No, it's a terrible thing. You know, I have grandchildren at universities. They live in the culture of Me Too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously my grandchildren know I would never do anything like this, but do their friends, and how do their friends treat them? Mm-hmm. Nobody who knows me believes this. Nobody who's read my book believes it. By the way, I want everybody to read the book. That's why I've made it available on Kindle for $1.98,
right.
Cost of a candy bar.
Right.
And just one button, you read it. It's a very short read. It's only about 120 pages of my book. And then the documents, the evidence, the emails, the travel records, the recordings, it's just overwhelming, the evidence, and yet people persist in believing it. It was the philosopher Eric Hoffer who once said, every cause starts as a movement, then it becomes a business, ultimately a racket.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're seeing now is people abusing a good movement, the Me Too movement.
Right.
I have a friend who's a lawyer and a former student who's a lawyer in Los Angeles, and she says she's writing checks every week on behalf of people who are falsely accused, people in the entertainment business. People come in and say, oh, yeah, I had sex with them 5 years ago, 10 years ago. In New York now, it could be 20 years ago. And, you know, it never happened. They didn't know each other. But the man would rather write a check for $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 than be accused and then have to deny it. You know, it's like the old story they tell in Israel, where a guy, it's a standard joke in Israel, a guy comes up to somebody and says, unless you pay me a lot of money, I'll say your sister's a prostitute. And the guy says, yeah, I don't have a sister. And they said, well, that's your word against mine. So you can say anything about anybody,
right.
And the law today is terrible. The law says that if you say anything in a court document, it's protected, it's privileged. You can't be sued. So that if a woman accuses me falsely, and I then get on television or respond to you on radio or be in the media and say, no, it's not true. She's making it up. She can then sue me for defamation, but I can't sue her. That's what's so terrible about the law. And nobody ever goes after false accusers for perjury. They should.
Right.
I mean, this woman belongs in prison.
Exactly.
Her lawyers, if they put her up to it, should be disbarred. And yet they're going to come out of this thing, even if I win my cases and I'm completely vindicated, they're going to say, whoops, let's go to the next guy. We haven't been hurt at all. Let's do it to somebody else.
Well, people do that which they get rewarded for. That's the age-old business axiom. And this lady who continues to lie, and she gets rewarded for it, and she's covered. It's the same thing with what happened, again, with Kavanaugh. There was no consequence to Blasey Ford. There was no consequence to her attorneys who, you know, lied, misrepresented the whole situation. Dianne Feinstein as well. I mean, this thing is just disgusting, and it leaves us vulnerable to repeat itself.
Let's go even beyond Ford. Do you remember that there was a woman that Michael Avenatti, the guy who was on television every day and is now facing his own criminal charges? Michael Avenatti came up with a woman who never met Kavanaugh, never had any contact with him, and accused him. And then, of course, backed away and withdrew it. But Avenatti or the person who made the false accusation have suffered any negative consequences. And yet there are probably some people who believe it because women don't lie. You know, when somebody says women don't lie, you know what it reminds me of? When in the South in the 1940s, people said white men don't lie. White women don't lie. Or white people don't lie. Mm-hmm. If a white person says something, you have to believe it. If a black person says it, you don't. You cannot say any particular group of people don't lie. There's no sex-linked gene for telling the truth. There's no race-linked, religious-linked gene for telling the truth. Most women tell the truth. Most men tell the truth. Some women lie. Some men lie. Everything should be based on evidence, not on presumptions of guilt, which is what we have today.
Exactly. I mean, due process has been thrown out the window. I mean, you know, we don't want to get through that. And, you know, the media and some of a particular interest are, you know, they're happy to have it judged in the court of public opinion before all the information is out. And then when they find out they're wrong, I mean, the damage has already been done.
Some of the fault lies with President Barack Obama, who I voted for and who I remember as a student at law school. He created a situation where college and university campuses, if a person is falsely accused or accused at all, and if the school gives that person due process, the school will lose its federal funding. That was the rule. You have to have a trial based on a mere preponderance of the evidence, which means that out of every 100 charges, 49 will be false. You can't allow direct confrontation of the accuser and the accused. So on universities today, there's a very heavy thumb on the scale against a person who's been falsely accused and in favor of the false accuser. Right. And so it's we saw it at Duke University with lacrosse players.
Exactly. So Professor, we got to go and take a quick break. I do want to pick it up when we come back. Stay with us. We've got more from Professor Alan Dershowitz after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people.
people passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird!
It's a plane! It's
Bill Martinez, live.
Our conversation with Alan Dershowitz, the author of Guilt by Accusation, The Challenge of Proving Innocence in the Age of the Hashtag MeToo Movement, continues. Professor, before the break, you were talking about what's happening on the college campuses. We have heard story after story of, particularly men who have been falsely accused, that whose college careers are interrupted, in many cases destroyed. I mean, there was a perfect case in point where you had a gal dragging around a mattress around campus to draw attention to her plight, and then you find out afterwards, there was no validity to her claim.
Well, the school rejected the claim after having a hearing. I had a case recently where I represented a young man who really was destroyed by a false accusation, and we proved it was a false accusation ultimately, and it was the school dropped it. But not before he dropped out of school and has had, real problems. So, and what's happened to the false accuser? Nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing happens to the false accuser. Now, I don't want to put women in jail if they mistake somebody or if they had sex and they believe it was non-consensual and he believes it was consensual. Those are reasonable mistakes. But if a woman sits down with her lawyer, as my accuser did, and simply decides to come up with a totally false story about somebody she never even met, she ought to go to jail. And the lawyers who encouraged her, if they did, or pressured her, as her best friend said she did, they ought to be disbarred. And maybe
exactly.
Go to prison, too.
Exactly.
Maybe go to prison, because they're suborning perjury if they told somebody to say something that they know is a lie. In my case, the lawyer has said on tape that he doesn't believe his client, and yet he put his client's affidavits in another case, a woman who made a false accusation had written to the New York Post emails saying she has sex tapes of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and Richard Branson, and that she was being chased by the CIA, and that Hillary Clinton put a contract out on her and tried to have her killed. Of course, the Post wouldn't run it, and ultimately she admitted that she made up the whole story, but nothing has happened to her. Exactly. And the lawyer has submitted her affidavit as truthful.
No, this is so wrong on so many levels. Again, it just perpetuates this falsity and, you know, this kind of behavior. As you say, if there's no consequences, whether it's on either side, but particularly attorneys, because you would think attorneys, because of credibility and who they represent as court members, that the standard for them should be much higher, and it just seems that that has been reduced and allowed to, you know, somehow be acceptable. I think this is injurious to the whole process.
Yeah. I agree with you. Look, in my case, I called for the FBI to investigate me. I took the case to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Mm-hmm. I took the case to the District Attorney's Office. I have nothing to hide. I have nothing to fear. I asked for a complete and thorough investigation of me and of her. Now there's going to be a trial, and I've invited the FBI to come to the trial. One of us is going to be committing perjury, because I'm going to swear I never, ever met her.
Yes.
She's going to swear she had sex with me 7 times, including in front of my house, with two young women. And then she claims the two women came into my house, where my wife has a professional office. She's a neuropsychologist. My daughter was a young kid with an au pair, and we had video surveillance cameras, all of which disprove her claims. But that's her claims, and so there'll be a trial. She'll commit perjury. I'll tell the truth. And if the FBI is there, she ought to be let out of the courtroom in handcuffs. But that's not going to happen. She's going to be a hero. She's been interviewed on ABC News. She's been interviewed on BBC. People believe her. People won't even tell the other side of the story, won't disclose that this is a woman with a long history of committing perjury and lying about prominent people.
Now, in the court case, will you have the opportunity to bring up her past experience and disconnection from the truth?
Oh, of course. Of course. We'll have an opportunity to do that. You know, our lawyers will prepare her and try to say, oh, I was so young. Maybe I forgot. I have it mixed up. I thought it was Al Gore and Tipper Gore, but really maybe it was somebody else. You know, she'll find ways of committing perjury on the witness stand to explain her prior perjury.
Right.
But I don't think the jury and the judge will tolerate that. They'll see through it.
Yeah.
It's so obvious that this woman is a liar with a long history of lying. And it's so obvious that my records prove I could never have met her in the places she claimed she met me, in a Caribbean island and a ranch in New Mexico and places that I, you know, just wasn't at during the relevant time period. Mm-hmm. So I can prove it. I keep careful records.
Exactly. I mean, you even showed the travel records didn't correspond with any of the dates that she was talking about. All that is clear. But, you know, what's in it for her attorneys? I mean, even though her attorneys already admitted. Money. I mean, they're still billing hours.
Oh, no. It's much, much more serious than that. The whole plan was to accuse me in public and then go in private to Leslie Wexner, the owner of Victoria's Secret. Mm-hmm. And say to him, the same woman who accused Dershowitz has accused you of having sex with him between 5 and 10 times, and making her wear Victoria's Secret type lingerie. And they were expecting to get $1 billion
wow.
from Lee Wexner, of which the lawyers would get a third.
Nice.
So it's all about money, of course, and it's all about lying, and it's all about subornation of perjury.
And even though she's admitted to all this, her attorneys have not given her some sort of off-ramp to stop this particular lawsuit.
No, it's interesting because her attorneys were kicked out of the case, the major attorney.
Mm-hmm.
But she continues, because has a new attorney, and they're continuing. They know, they have to know. They're intelligent people. They have to know their client is lying. They have
right.
to know that I never met her. But yet they're pursuing it in a way that, you know, I think raises very, very serious ethical problems.
Without a doubt. Well, we're talking with Alan Dershowitz, his new book, Guilt by Accusation, The Challenge of Proving Innocence in the Age of the Hashtag Me Too Movement. He has made it available as an e-book, I mean, for a pittance, for the cost of of a candy bar. This is important for you to understand what's going on, because if this can happen to Alan Dershowitz, what does that do to everyday people, the forgotten men and women of America, because of this hashtag MeToo movement, this age of cancel culture, invalidation that we live in? Anybody can be falsely accused. And, Professor, if you don't have the wherewithal and the money, how do you defend yourself?
It's very difficult. It's very, very difficult. Prosecutors' offices should be more sensitive to real victims. I'm a victim here.
Yeah.
And victims should speak out. You know, when I decided to write the book, many of my friends and relatives said, don't write the book. Mm-hmm. The story will go away if you don't write the book. But if you write the book, it will bring attention to it. That's fine. I want to bring attention to it. I don't want the story to go away. I want justice to be done. I want the woman and her lawyers to be held accountable. I have nothing to hide. I never did anything wrong. And so I'm happy to have the whole story spread out. I'm happy to be investigated. I've told the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office and the District Attorney's Office I'll cooperate in every way. I will plead no privileges. I will withhold no information and give them everything they want, but they won't investigate. And ABC News and BBC and others won't present the other side of the story. They just want to present the story. Oh, they have this victim who's telling the truth, but she's not telling the truth, and she can't be believed, and people should know that.
And, of course, as you say, the mainstream media is not about to invite you with George Stephanopoulos to come on and, you know, and talk about anything for this matter. I mean, you've been totally marginalized. You know, they don't want to talk to you because if you come on to talk about something else.
Happy to talk to me about the impeachment. Happy to talk to me about the president, but not about this. They
right.
just, when this woman was interviewed, I wrote an op-ed and sent it to, interviewed by the British newspapers, and sent it to the British media, and they just wouldn't publish it.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been dealing with this?
Almost 5 years now.
Five years, ladies and gentlemen. Can you imagine?
And I disproved it categorically. Mm-hmm. But
You know, for you and your family, I can't wait for you to have some relief because your relief is our relief. I mean, and maybe we get to that point, Professor, to where when, you know, these kind of lies raise their ugly head, they are realized for what they are. And maybe we just have to go through this ugly process to see it for what it is and to where when it raises its head again, we see it and we nip it at the butt.
We're not there yet.
No, we're not.
And the media is not playing a proper role in presenting both sides of the story. They have become basically advocates for one side of the story because that sells newspapers, and people don't want to read about women who are lying. They want to read about women who are victims, not women who victimize men, as happened in this case.
Without a doubt. Well, as we wrap things up here, you mentioned, you mentioned the impeachment and coming soon to theater. You're us here. Just surmise really quickly your perspective.
I don't think there are impeachable offenses have been charged by the House. I think when they send the articles of impeachment, the Senate will see that it doesn't charge anything that's in the Constitution, abuse of power. Every president's been accused of abusing power, obstruction of Congress. The president simply invoked his powers as head of the executive to check and balance the legislature. So I don't think either of these charges rise to the level of impeachable offenses. And I would hope the Senate would dismiss them.
Well, certainly when you
I'm a liberal Democrat. I voted for Hillary Clinton, not for President Trump, but I care about the Constitution more than I care about politics.
And thank God for that, Professor. I want you to know I so appreciate that you are so committed to the Constitution. And here it is. The Senate, or I should say the House, did have remedy where they could have gone to the Supreme Court. They could have gone to the courts and get a ruling.
Sure. They could have gotten it quickly, too.
But they chose not to do it that way, just to, again, as you said, add to the drama of it all. And we'll see if the Senate has the intestinal fortitude to deal with this, because this could be a real victory by way of our Constitution for all Americans, don't you think?
I hope so.
I'm right with you. Professor Alan Dershowitz has been our guest. His book, Guilt by Accusation, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. It is available at all the usual places and as an e-book as well. Professor, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Be well. Bye.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not.